The following is a list of some possible problems a chairperson can have at a meeting and how she or he should respond to them. 1. If someone is constantly interrupting the other members of the group in mid-speech, the chairperson needs to respond strongly, but without being too rude. He or she could say, "I think we could wait until after David has finished speaking to hear your point. Perhaps he would have made the same point if you had allowed him to finish talking." 2. If someone is very nervous, they may lose their train of thought and confuse issues a bit. The chairperson could clarify issues for the others and help the confused person out by using the following approach. "My understanding so far of the matters is that you think we should..." 3. If someone constantly makes suggestions which are totally unspecified, the chairperson's job in this situation is to force the vague person to be more specific. He or she may say, "John, your idea is to increase production greatly in the near future. What I would like to know is by how much you think we should increase, and when exactly should this increase take place?" 4. Another possible problem that the chairperson has to deal with is if somebody talks for too long without much content in their speech. The chairperson's job is to cut them off. He or she must be solid in doing so, but not too hard on the person concerned. A possible cutoff could be, "Angela, I think what you're saying is important, but it might be interesting to get another view on that point. Mary, what are your ideas on this matter?" 5. Another problem occurs when someone brings the meeting beyond the matters which lie on the agenda. The chairperson could intervene by saying, "Yes, Bill, I see your point, but perhaps that is a matter for another day. I shall take note of your point and we can discuss it at the next meeting." The chairperson can then bring the meeting back on the right track by saying, "The main issue we wanted to deal with right now was..." 6. If some members of the meeting appear not to be paying attention, the chairperson can put them on the spot. He or she could say, "Dave, I'd like to hear what you think of Bill's last point." Meeting participants who do not pay attention to the issues being discussed are firstly not carrying out their job, and secondly, can only act as a disruption or distraction to the others at the meeting. 7. If one participant seems to be picking on another participant at the meeting, the chairperson must intervene strongly. As we have said, competitiveness is good in bringing out new ideas, but criticism for the sake of point scoring can only be negative. The chairperson could say, "Mark, so far you have only criticized Angela's ideas. I would like to hear what positive ideas you have as alternatives to hers." Finally, in dealing with problems at a meeting, the chairperson should not be afraid to make themselves unpopular with some members of the group. Your aim as a chairperson is to get the most out of the meeting to achieve the aims on your agenda. Your aim is not to gain popularity with all members of the group.